the third hour of Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We are here to take your calls about anything that you want to discuss. 855-453 is the number. The hosts, Ian
and Mark.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, you may reach us via Skype. Our username there, for your convenience, is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us in whatever way makes you happy. We're going to continue with your calls about what you want. Let's go to Ann, listening in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ann.
Hi, you guys.
Hi. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was figuring out, I was looking at what it's going to cost for Obamacare. And when I figured out what my income was, I cannot afford it. So what are people going to do if they can't afford to pay that?
They're going to be fined by the IRS, and if they can't pay the fine, they're going to go to jail, I suppose, at some point or another. They're going to get paid.
Okay.
The fine's going to pile up, as are the costs, and then their paychecks are going to be docked and, you know, those kind of things.
Okay.
I guess.
Another thing is if I'm going to have to pay for that, then I want to be able to go somewhere to kill myself.
Why?
Because I do.
If you have to pay for Obamacare, you want to kill yourself?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying that if I have to, if they're going to charge me for health insurance, then if I don't want to live anymore, then I want to be able to go somewhere to kill myself.
Well, meaning if you're sick or just because you might want to just off yourself because you're so frustrated about Obamacare? Is this if you have like a terminal disease is why you want to kill yourself? What's your motivation for suicide in this case?
Don't care.
You don't care about life anymore because of Obamacare?
No, just for everything.
So why is it Obamacare that has pushed you to this point? Look, I don't support the government getting involved in health care. Of course, it's already heavily involved. I don't support them being involved at all. But why is this the issue?
Well, I'm just saying that if I don't want to live anymore, why can't I kill myself?
You should be able to. I mean, I think that you own yourself, so you absolutely should be, although in most places it is illegal to attempt suicide.
There's a lot of irresponsible ways to attempt suicide, I'd like to say.
Well, were it legal, then you'd be able to do it without the irresponsibility if you wanted to. If it were legal to kill yourself, then you could just go see a doctor and pay whatever the amount is, and they'd put you to sleep real nice and easy, and it wouldn't make a huge mess, and they would have, you know, you'd be able to pre-prepare whatever funeral arrangements and things like that you'd want to do. So, yeah, legalizing suicide, I think, is a good idea. But I'm just curious as to, you know, was it the Obamacare thing that got you thinking about this issue?
No.
You're upset about Obamacare, and then on a completely separate issue, you think suicide should be legal.
Correct.
Okay, I get where you're coming from then.
Because if it was Obamacare that was bothering me, I'd just move to Mexico. I don't know whether, you know, I'd take whatever government programs
I
got.
If we have to pay for something like that, then if you do want to kill yourself, then you should be able to do that.
Only if you have to pay for Obamacare? So if you don't have to pay for Obamacare, then suicide should remain illegal?
No. I think you should be able to do it.
Anytime. Like right now. If somebody wanted to kill themselves tonight, they should be free to do that.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm on board with you there. I think that's absolutely the case. I guess the thing that's, you know, weird to me about this whole Obamacare, the controversy and that people are so upset is that, what, now people are upset that the government's involving itself in healthcare? What about the FDA? What about, you know, all these other governmental invasions of your privacy?
Bush had the single biggest increase in Medicaid.
I agree with all that. I do.
Okay. Yeah, as long as you were paying attention before, that's cool. And I just, you know, there's some people out there who, this is it, Obamacare, they're taking away our freedom. Well, they've been taking away your freedom long before Barack Obama was put in office. Now, but it sounds like you're on that page.
What I want to know what's going to happen is, what are people going to do if, I think Mark touched on this, if you can't afford to pay for that?
Well, I think that what are they going to do? They're probably going to dock people's accounts, paychecks, and things like that. I doubt they're going to want to put someone in a cage because that'll be really bad PR for them. But eventually they might get to that point. I don't think that's going to happen right out the gate. But, gosh, it sure would be nice if people just not only could they not afford to pay for it, but they just refused to pay for it. And we had a bunch of people non-cooperating with the system and telling them that they're not interested.
How can we do that?
Just say no. Honestly, I don't know how you'll do it. I don't know anything about how they're going to implement it. I've heard it's going to be through taxes. So
through
I would
the IRS.
So I would guess you'd have to say no to taxes, period, which I think that more people should do. Just stop paying into it. Stop paying into this immoral system where they take your money and they use it to put peaceful people in cages and burn people alive around the world in the flaming death of bombings and shootings. And yeah, I'm not interested in paying for that, and certainly not interested in having that same group take care of my health care. And I thank you for the call, Ann. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Ed. He's in California. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment about that last caller. Hey, before you off yourself and do something stupid like that, make your life worth something. Go to Sudan. The North is bombing the South. There's a million orphans on every street corner. Go there. Get yourself 50 orphans. Go to a mud hut. Feed them. At least make your life worth something. If you're not into that, go read to the blind. That is, when people talk about offing themselves, that is the most asinine, selfish thing I've
ever
heard.
What if somebody's got a terminal disease?
Make the last days of your life count. You're talking to a guy who's...
What if you're in pain?
Well, that's what opium is for. The CIA will fly you in a ton of it.
Well, it's going to be hard to feed the poor while on opium.
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be taking you seriously at this point.
No, and in all earnestness, you know, you shouldn't put me on a suicide prevention line because I would absolutely chew somebody's tail for doing that. But when people talk about offing themselves... If you have a terminal disease and you are in that much pain and you are writhing in pain, you can't for the life of you get out of it. There's absolutely no way out of it. Believe me, I've been in war zones and I have seen people in serious pain, like missing both legs. You don't live that long. You're talking 24 hours, right?
No, that's not true. There's plenty of people that have terminal illnesses that are in constant pain over a lengthy period of time.
Well, thanks to the modern miracle of, you know, medicine or whatever, but I can tell you straight out that
what if you are in, okay, let's say you're doped up. Let's say you've got terminal illness, you had pain, but you went to the doctor and they gave you some pain pills, some kind of meds or whatever, and you're doped up and you can't feel the pain anymore, but you're so effed up because of all the dope that you're taking that you can't really do anything of any value. Maybe you're bedridden as a result of it, or you just are so loopy that you just can't get anything done. You're not useful anymore. Maybe you would just decide, my life is useless. I would like to end it. What's wrong with that?
Well, the fact that your life is not useless, you're telling me you couldn't find one good thing to do, not one. You couldn't.
If you're bedridden.
Yeah. Okay. So AT&T.
You're sitting there taking up a bed in a hospital, watching television all day.
Well, come on now. There's got to be something useful you can do, man. AT&T Language Line. Donate your time to that. Read to the blind. Can you read? You're not feeling any pain.
I can see your point, but if people are in terrible amounts of pain, I don't think they can really read the blind very well. And I don't know how many. I honestly don't know how many blind people are getting on telephones to get read to either, especially with the advent of the.
I can tell you there are a lot more than what you think.
Do you remember the story about the quadriplegic guy in the UK who wanted to kill himself and the court refused to allow him to? He was in constant pain.
It was a tragic story. I don't understand suicide. I just don't understand what mental state drives somebody to do that. But
Who am I to say?
Brains are brains, and I mean they're funny. They act funny.
I get where you're coming from, Ed, and I appreciate your zeal for life. Thanks for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. But if somebody doesn't want to live anymore, who am I to tell them no? Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms: weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family, and cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. And join us on Skype as well. We've got our Skype username available to you. It's lrn.fm. You can just send us a request. We will accept you. And then you can connect with us easily there. That's Skype. lrn.fm is the username. We're coming up.
You can save up to 75% on your prescription medications with Save On Meds. You can make free trade work for you. Save On Meds will get you, uses pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand to bring you 75% off of heart medication, cholesterol, cancer drugs, and more from inspected factories. Independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can save now. Get $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. You can compare that to $5 to $25 here in the U.S. Their pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicines to the U.S. for 9 years. You can get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. You can call for a free quote and information. It's Save On Meds, 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363. Save On Meds.
All right, so we were talking about suicide. Mark, you've got a story about flowers coming up here in a few moments, and a gay couple, we'll get to that here in a moment. They were denied, I guess, wedding services or something.
Yep.
So we'll get to that here. Your thoughts, certainly welcome. You can bring up anything, whether you want to talk about suicide, because the last caller was basically saying he didn't think anybody should commit suicide, even if they have some sort of terminal illness and they're in serious pain. We'll dope them up and put them on a customer service line or something like that, as though that there was some sort of role that somebody who is a bedridden patient who is receiving massive amounts of medications would be able to perform. I don't know, some people who are sick can still do some work, but there are a lot of people who are real sick. They can't do a damn thing. That's why they have hospitals. Those people in there, they're not really useful to the productive economy. And if somebody's been laid up forever and they feel like this isn't going anywhere and they're not happy with their life and they don't, maybe they don't feel motivated to answer phones for Best Western, or whoever it is they are supposed to be working for.
But when you're drugged up and in pain, I don't think you can take people's
calls very well. No, I don't think you can do a very good job at doing any sort of job. But, even if you could, maybe you don't feel like that's why you were here. Maybe you feel like that's not your vocation, that's not your goal in life, and that's not something you want to do. Shouldn't someone just be able to choose to end it all? 855 450 free. Eric is listening in Eureka to KGOE in California. Hey, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to comment on that because even somebody who's not in extreme pain oftentimes can't do anything. My grandpa was a good example. Good Christian man, lived his whole life, World War II, but he was deaf most of his life. And at the point that he died, he was crippled over so that he looked down. He couldn't sit, he couldn't stand. He couldn't lay down for extended periods of time. He couldn't hear. We had to talk to him over a whiteboard, writing messages on a whiteboard, and he'd respond on the whiteboard. And he physically and mentally, his brain was there for the most part, but he couldn't do anything. He was crippled up. He was deaf. And he couldn't do anything. And he was so impatient to die, he actually told that to his pastor. He said, I'm impatient. I'm ready to go, and I can't.
Yeah.
And I can't do anything. I spend my day in a bed listening to the guy next to me perpetually moan because he had a neurological
condition. Well, how's the deaf guy going to hear the guy moan?
As his hearing started to fade farther, but it was a thrashing about in bed, and he couldn't do anything. And I don't condone suicide in any shape or form, but I don't abide with the fact, with the statement of the previous caller about there's always something someone can do.
So wait, you don't condone suicide. So despite the fact that your grandfather said he wanted to die, he was ready to go, you still wouldn't condone it?
Well, let me rephrase that. I don't believe personally that I would ever reach that point. I would never want to make that choice, and I wouldn't make it for myself. But I can see where somebody has the right to do it.
It's basically like being on death row. I mean, it's, these people, the worst thing about prison is you can't get up and move around the way you want. You can't go where you want to go. And these people that have terminal diseases, they're in some cases, it's worse than prison.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything else you want to share on the issue?
No, I agree with what you just said, and I really appreciate the topic.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't want to make it sound like I think I would treat this lightly. I mean, if there have been instances in my life where someone who I've known has expressed something about suicide, and whenever that happens, you want to take that seriously. I mean, if there's a loved one or a friend or a family member or whoever that is saying things about suicide or contemplating it or, you know, just alluding to it or whatever, take that seriously and, you know, let them know that you care about them and that you want to help them in whatever way to feel better. And, you know, how can you help them?
Well, the one caller expressed that it was selfish, and I kind of agree with him. Like, it's the most selfish thing you can do, and I kind of agree with him because your life means something more than just what it means to you.
True.
It's yours, and you get to do what you want with it. But it's more than just what it is for you. It's what it is to the people you love and those kind of things, too. And I think that you were saying that the government makes it impossible to make sort of a not messy suicide, but you could certainly do a less messy suicide.
I didn't say they made it impossible. They just make it more likely that messy suicides happen because people cannot get real suicide services in the marketplace.
A lot of people are in pain emotionally and want to express that pain in as buoyant a way as they possibly can.
That's fine. I'm not saying everyone
jump from bridges.
I get you. I'm not saying everyone would go down to the suicide clinic if it were legal, but I bet you a lot more people would. I mean, if I were going to kill myself, I would want to do it in a way that did not inconvenience the person who came into the room after me.
I doubt there would be suicide clinics.
Now I've got to clean up brains.
I doubt there would be suicide clinics. There would probably be a service that was offered at medical clinics like
hospitals. You know what I'm saying, though. Do you get where I'm coming from?
I just don't want people to imagine that there's a flashing neon sign that says suicide clinic. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? Who could make money from doing just offering suicide services?
I don't know, Mark. We don't know what the demand. We don't know what the demand is for suicide services. It's an illegal marketplace.
Yeah, but it's not something that can be stopped.
Chris is on the line in Charlottesville, listening to WCHV. Hey, Chris.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a traditional, devout Catholic conservative person, and I think that one of the main failings of our society now is that people are not following Christ in the way that they used to before the greatest generation. And I think that when you hear about suicide and the fact that people are not supposed to do it, it's coming from a Judeo-Christian background, and I believe that's the foundation of our country. I think it's the salvation of our country to this day, and people should really follow Christ's example in all aspects of their life. And people that go to church and think that this sort of thing or abortion is okay, they're really not following Christ. They may be a fan of Christ.
Question for you. Since you seem to know a lot about following Christ, let's tie this back around into an earlier conversation we had some other callers.
Didn't Jesus commit suicide?
Excuse me?
Didn't Jesus commit suicide? I mean,
well,
God came down knowing what was going to happen, right?
Hold on, Chris. I want to let you come back here in a moment. Stand by. I want to give you a chance to answer Mark's question in full, so hang on. We'll bring Chris back in a moment. Now, this is a question I've never heard before, Mark. Did Jesus...
Of course he did. God came, knowingly sacrificed himself to himself. That's the story. It was a suicide.
He had to have known it was going to happen, right? More coming up.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Ian and Mark in the studio with you, taking your calls about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can enjoy various features on our website like the cam, the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room built into the same page, all of it free at cam.freetalklive.com.
BitcoinStore.com offers more than 500,000 products available only through purchase with Bitcoins. Now, you've probably been hearing about Bitcoins in some news media or another. They're huge right now. Lots of people talking about them. But Bitcoin Store only allows purchases in Bitcoins. And what do they have? They've got consumer electronics at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. Go check. Look at the prices compared to wherever it is that you might want to buy whatever consumer electronic device it is that you might want to buy. Now, I'll admit the prices aren't on consumer electronics tend to be not very large markups. So, it might be a 10% savings or something like that. But go check it out. Go look at the prices at BitcoinStore.com compared to what it is that you're looking to buy. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. No waiting around. BitcoinStore.com. As a matter of fact, nobody even knows what you're buying at BitcoinStore.com because of the nature of Bitcoins. You you know, you don't have to give your name or anything like that. You can just give an address where you want the product shipped to, and they'll send it to you. BitcoinStore.com.
All right, 855-453. We go back to Chris listening in Charlottesville, Virginia to WCHV. Now, Chris, you say you're a devoted Catholic or a devout Catholic, and you believe very firmly against suicide. We were talking about a suicide legalization and things like that. And you said that you think that Jesus, people should follow Jesus' example. And Mark asked you right before the break, and I wanted to make sure he had a chance to answer his question. He asked you, well, didn't Jesus commit suicide?
No, because he overcame death.
But he had to sacrifice himself. Well, I mean, you know, who's to say that I can't do such a thing or the person that's trying to kill themselves can't?
Suicide is not sacrifice, sir.
But to whom?
Suicide is running from the reality of your situation.
It's not really sacrifice if you're sacrificing yourself to yourself, right? Like, that's a different story. That's kind of satiating some kind of weird bloodlust.
Suicide usually results from you know, people wanting to escape suffering, and that's not what Christ was doing.
The motivation is what matters?
Excuse me?
So motive matters?
No, it's not a motive. It's a category. It's not suicide.
So if you were
if you die in sacrifice, say someone's about to shoot my son and I jump in the way of the bullet and it kills me, that's not a suicide. That's a sacrifice.
Sure, in the moment you made a choice to do something to save somebody else, but his was predetermined, right? Like, you know, Jesus's death was predetermined in that if God is all-knowing, then God knew that by sending his son down that eventually his son would die, and so therefore it was kind of a suicide from the beginning.
Right.
It was
it's
all
like you,
in the plan.
It's like you firing the gun that you then jump in front of in order to protect your son.
Do you two go to church?
I go to Quaker meeting every day, or every week. What difference does that make?
Because you don't sound like you go to church. I mean, there's no church in that I know of that's aware of that has ever called the crucifixion a suicide. And
I do not speak on behalf of the Quakers, but I wouldn't call myself a Christian.
Well,
me neither.
Then I can understand why you would say that. And I would encourage you to pray more and go to a church and start learning about Christ.
I think Chris answered the question pretty well, all things considered. Now, the question I have for you, Chris, is in regards, you were saying earlier that you think people should follow Jesus' example look to Jesus for inspiration and, you know, what would Jesus do?
It's not even inspiration. It's more a guidance for life.
How do you feel about war? What would Jesus do about that? But how do you feel about war? What would Jesus do about that? Like joining the military?
Well, I know through the doctrine of my faith that we're perfectly able to defend ourselves.
Okay, defense is one thing, but what about like going over
the
and
Catholic
killing?
The Catholic Church was against war for the first 1,000 years.
Hold on. Now, it's one thing to defend yourself. I mean, that's fine. But what about what the U.S. military is doing?
Well, they're defending our interests. They're defending our people. I mean,
130 nations with 1,000 military bases?
3,000 people died on the streets of New York, and we're, you know, depending that that makes sense.
How many people? So yeah. Jesus would go and kill some folks. If somebody bombed some buildings when he was alive or just destroyed thousands of lives, then would it be, Jesus' prescription to go and take an equal amount of lives? Or how many lives should be taken in response to that? 3,000 people.
I think it's well understood in the Bible that the ways of God are not the ways of the world.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
But Christians are supposed to be Christ-like.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter.
They are. Yes, they are. The ones that achieve most of Christ's attributes in this world are saints.
It's one thing to defend yourself, but what happened with 9/11 was that some people, you know, depending on which story you believe, but the generally believed story is that there's some guys that took over some airplanes and then they crashed those airplanes into buildings and people died and it was horrifying. But the people who took over the airplanes died in the crash, so they were all, you know, you can't go and do anything.
They sacrificed themselves.
They're dead. So what would Jesus do in that circumstance? Do you think that what the military did was okay by Jesus?
I don't think that in Jesus's realm that would have been retaliation, but he has already said that his ways are not the ways of the world.
So you're making excuses then?
No, not at all. It's a progression of spiritual understanding. People that become very enlightened will allow someone to lop their head off, and they expect strictly to go to heaven, and they didn't put up any resistance. And these people are very highly, highly achieving in spiritual realms. Most of us are not that way. It takes a lot of devotion.
What you're saying is, that ideally someone should turn the other cheek, but if somebody wants to go and bomb a bunch of people to death, then that's okay. You can forgive them for that. That's okay.
I think it's a matter of defense, and I'm totally for the Iraq War and
you're for
the
murder, then.
War.
Well, how many of the 125,000
Americans don't go and attack people unless they have been severely offended.
How many of the 125,000 civilians that died in the Iraq War do you think?
You don't know that number is correct, sir.
Yes, I do. That number was leaked by WikiLeaks. Those are State Department numbers, my friend.
Yeah, that's propaganda, sir.
Oh yeah, WikiLeaks is lying now.
Yeah, if you choose, I don't use any WikiLeaks. The man is corrupt. See, that's the thing. If
the
you
man,
go to church and you follow Christ,
the man. You think WikiLeaks is one man, dude?
You'll see.
Julian Assange is just the figurehead.
You don't see the corruption because you're not very close to Christ. You need to follow Christ more, and you'll see right through this stuff.
Follow Christ, Mark, and you'll be okay with killing
little
children.
Which one of these politicians isn't corrupt? Is Barack Obama corrupt?
I didn't vote for the man, and I'll be glad when he's gone.
Answer the question.
Excuse me?
Answer the question. Is he corrupt?
Please.
Of course. He comes from Chicago. What do you expect?
Okay, great. Is Hillary Clinton corrupt?
Of course.
Is George Bush, was he corrupt?
Not as much.
No, he loved Jesus, right?
I believe that he did make a straight-out statement to the American people that the Lord was in his heart, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sorry. If you're just going to judge somebody based on which kind of hocus-pocus it is,
I'm not
that
judging anybody, man. I try to follow Christ. Christ
yes, you did
judge
people. You just called Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton corrupt. I'm sorry,
that's
but
okay.
That's
I'm
judging.
Not judging them. I'm not judging them. I'm just giving you my
opinion. You're so silly. Thanks for the call, Chris. Wow. Oh, amazing.
I suppose judge to him means he's not sending them to hell. I don't know.
Yeah, so suicide's bad, but going ahead and murdering a bunch of people because someone else got killed by some other people who killed themselves in the process is okay by Jesus, according to Chris.
The problem I have isn't with one's religion. It's how one can use one's religion to justify
anything.
Anything. Like
even murdering children.
Mass murder on a wholesale scale. And it's just okay.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just call it defense.
Bush's war.
Just call it defense, and then it's all totally fine. Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running, and no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you don't get your call in tonight, it's no big deal. We can always get you in tomorrow because Free Talk Live does a show 7 nights per week. Even if you don't hear us on your local talk station, we're still here doing a show. So you can always call in even if we're not on locally. But if we're not on locally all 7 nights per week, go ahead and call your local program director and tell them thanks for running Free Talk Live, and or tell her that, and then ask for more Free Talk Live, because like I said, we do it 7 nights a week, 3 hours a night, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. If you want to be free, if you want to be around others who know what that means, who understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that being free means you can live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. Go to freestateproject.org and learn more about over 14,000 other people just like you who've pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and get active for liberty when they get here. Over 1,000 are already here now, and we've barely even just gotten started. We want to reach 20,000 people that have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. We're only at 14,000. That's 70% of the way there. So we've got a few more thousand to collect, about 6,000 more folks. And then once we hit that 20,000 number, the five-year move window begins. And that's when everybody has, that's the amount of time you have to make the move to New Hampshire. As I said, we've already got over 1,000 here that have moved here as early movers, which, Mark, you and I are two of those 1,000-plus early movers, over 1,100 of us, actually, at this point. We've already been making an incredible impact up here in New Hampshire. You can learn more over at freestateproject.org. Look forward to seeing you up here, especially for the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is happening in June from the 17th through the 24th. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com to learn more. Pat's on the line calling from Missouri. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Newsflash, Saddam Hussein did not attack us on 9/11, so we had no valid reason to go over there and blow people up and to kill a million people by starving them 10 years before we attacked them. Newsflash, he did not attack us on 9/11. He was not responsible for it. We had no right to go over there and kill those people.
Well, first of all, I agree with you generally, but I didn't do it. You said we went and killed people. I've never killed anyone. I'm not part of that, but I get where you're coming from.
Controls our country.
Yeah, the government, for sure.
You
I agree.
Know, before this happened, I remember listening to the Glenn Beck show, and he was talking about these 747 bodies, fuselage bodies, that Saddam Hussein would let terrorists train on. And we never got any pictures. We never got any pictures of these airline bodies. And you think that would have been an important thing to know about. You know,
where'd they go, too? I mean, if they're in Iraq, couldn't they have found those things? The airline bodies?
They would have been right there. They could have taken pictures of them. So either they didn't
the
exist.
Right next to the yellow cake uranium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's next to the yellow cake, I would suspect. They also talked about these rape rooms that Kufi and Dudu, or whatever their names were, the sons of Saddam Hussein, had. And we never got any pictures of those either. Now, I'm not saying that a rape couldn't just exist in any other room, but they did talk specifically about these rooms. Mm-hmm. They made them seem like these horrifying torture chambers, and we never saw any pictures of those things either. Maybe they just got blown up by the smart bombs.
They were in the basement of a hospital that had the incubators where they were torturing the babies in the first war. You remember that? They were
right, another lie.
For torturing the babies in the incubators.
Yeah. Yet another lie used to justify going to war.
Thank you.
Good points. Yep. Good points all,
Truth
Pat.
Truth is always the first casualty of war.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Kyle listening in. Kyle's in Madison listening to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about the recent Bitcoin bubble at first. I think one of the problems with it is that a lot of people started looking at it almost like it was a stock instead of an actual currency. And when it got up to such a high price, everyone just started panicking. And, you know, I think a lot of people are also forgetting that it was a bubble that was also predicted a couple of years ago that was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, generally, prices go up and prices go down with commodities, and there's no doubt as far as the adoption goes that there'll be some run-ups and some run-downs. But, you know, the Bitcoin price is still more than it was a month ago currently. I mean, it's up from last month.
How about last year?
Yeah, no doubt.
And a lot from last year. So, I mean, I feel really bad for anybody who bought in at, say, $250 and sold at $75. Incredibly painful. But, you know, my strategy is buy and hold.
Yeah.
Right.
I think if you bought in at $250, you're probably still going to see, that Bitcoins are going to go up in value beyond your $250.
Well, I mean, it was foretold that, you know, each bubble is going to be bigger and bigger than the last. So even if someone bought in at $250, you know, as long as they're willing to be patient, and if things play out like they have already shown themselves to play out, then you can still come out on top then.
Who you keep referencing that it was foretold. Who are you claiming made these predictions?
It was an article that I read the other day. I can't remember the exact name of the person. It was somebody who's oh, I'm sorry. I feel like an idiot for not remembering. But no, it was. I came across it on Reddit actually, under the Bitcoin subreddit.
I wouldn't doubt that it's you're going to continue to see run-ups, run-downs. I think that to some extent this was caused by some problems with, attacks, denial-of-service attacks on NTGOX also.
The biggest trading hub.
And probably that they, you know, all the businesses, every business that deals with Bitcoin is a new business because Bitcoin's really there's not any business that's been around for more than
3 years.
A year. Yeah, most of them are
exactly.
Within a year, so they're all kind of getting their legs up underneath them, and the customer service doesn't tend to be really awesome because a lot of people are dealing with just so many orders at this point that they don't know what to do with it. And
right.
I think that
it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I think that you're probably going to see competition for Mt. Gox in the future.
Yeah, there's been talk about some new startups, new Bitcoin trading sites, and that sort of thing. Kyle, any other thoughts you want to share?
Oh, no, that was it. I actually got to get back to my job. It was great talking to you guys.
Enjoy. Hey, what's your job? What's your job? What are you doing? Pizza delivery?
I do a side job once a week. I deliver donuts.
No kidding. That's so cool. In the middle of the night.
To individuals or to, like, shops?
To different places, like various gas stations. I got a couple.
Okay, there you go.
So it's like a Krispy Kreme situation.
Okay, I got you. Hey, Kyle, thanks for the call, man. So appreciate it. Have fun out there.
People need donuts, man.
I've ever had.
Enjoy it. See you later.
Hey, somebody's got to deliver the donuts.
Ricky's on the line listening in Oklahoma. Is this you're listening to 102.3. That's great news. That's one of our unlicensed stations, I believe. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I was calling in regards to, to respond to the discussion that you just had with Chris, the caller, or whatever else like that, on regards to the whole, I guess, religious thing and how religion is used. I do notice the same thing, like, religion is used to justify a lot of unjust things that go on in the world today. And really, if people that even call themselves religious, even people that call themselves, you know, disciples of Christ would do research, they would see, for one, how non-religious, you know, our Lord and Savior actually was. He was
right. This is my favorite point. This is my favorite point to make, is that Jesus came to free people from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And Christians today have become those Pharisees and those Sadducees by supporting, by using your religion to support some particular individual who might be in the presidency, you know, that is exactly what the problem is. Jesus went out and he hung out with the thieves and the prostitutes. That's the person he brought those are the people he was trying to bring salvation to. These folks are just acting like the Pharisees that Jesus wanted to save us from.
Yeah, and pretty much, I mean, what you see is, in my experience, I know somebody, I was trying to tell them about, you know, corruption in our government today, and, you know, I mentioned a particular person, and they was like, oh, that couldn't be them because, you know, they mentioned God too much. I'm like, well, that's the thing. You know, these people, if you're already, you know, blasphemous and all that, you have no problem, you know, saying things like God or whatever and throwing up all the other signs and all
the Pharisees. The Pharisees prayed on the street corners.
Yeah.
Everybody could see them.
In fact, Pharisees were very religious. They were very, very religious. What was that, 630-something rules a day that they followed?
I don't know, but they tied them to themselves, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, so that's the thing is that people would have to understand is Christ came, you know, to free you from religion, from those confines of just your earthly mind, your earthly, you know, earthly understanding. But what that goes to is pretty much a realization of what love is. Yeah. I'm sorry. I
like the points. And where would one go to learn more about your perspective?
to be honest, it's been like an ongoing, I guess,
just a personal
process,
journey. Just like a personal journey of yours. Hey, thanks for the call, Ricky. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, man. We're out of time for this episode, but we'll be back, or at least Mark will be back tomorrow night for the Sunday edition.
That's right.
With Stephanie and Brian, and then I'll return on Monday night. We'll continue on, and we'll take your calls all week long, as we do every single night. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.